Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Lonnie the Theater Lady, it's another beautiful night in Pittsburgh.
Yes, it is. I love summer.
It's a good time. It's a good time to be out and about seeing things. What have you seen?
I saw The Inspector General, which is a three-line production. It's currently at the Pittsburgh Playwrights space. They've rented out that space for their show.
And downtown, right?
Yeah, right on Liberty Ave.
Very good.
And this is a play written by a Ukrainian man. This was first performed in 1836.
It's an oldie.
That's a real oldie.
The golden oldies. Hey, it's good to revive the hits every now and then.
Yeah, it's like 182 years old. That just amazed me.
So how's it hold up?
Well, it was interesting that 182 years ago, there were still a lot of really self-serving people who were very foolish and willing to be dishonest to promote their own agenda. And I found that really interesting because sometimes we have this way of kind of glamorizing the old days. Mm. And this is written by Nikolai Gogol, and it takes place in Russia, and he was a Ukrainian playwright.
But still relevant, we can say, based on your commentary,
That part, yes, absolutely. I guess the good old days weren't that good. There were still really...
Oh, there are horrible things that happened in history, Lonnie. It wasn't all peachy.
But we glamorize, you know, the people of the past weren't as self-serving and weren't as crooked and weren't... They were.
Oh, think of, these monarchs and dictators. Yeah, humans have been humans since humans have been around. How's that for a brilliant scientific quote? There you go.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
You should go into science.
Yeah, I'm looking into it, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this was directed by Connor McCandless, and the plot is that the people in this little rural town in Russia believe that the Inspector General is coming to inspect them and what they're doing. And he's coming underground. So, of course, it's a farce. With the door, everything a farce has. The doors, in and out of the doors, four doors, and mistaken identity. So they mistake this man that comes to town as the Inspector General. And that was played by Greg Tomasino. And he had some good moments in there. He has one scene where he's drunk and it appears that his legs are noodles.
So he played the Inspector General or the person who's mistaken for the Inspector?
Mistaken for. Okay. We never even meet the Inspector General.
Oh, okay.
And the whole play centers around that and how all the foolish people in the town go and try to persuade him not to say things about them and not to report them. And everybody in the play was almost like the cabinet members in this small town. And the one that kind of stood out to me was Hazel LeRoy. They had her in drag. And she had this scruffy-looking beard and scruffy-looking mustache. And the only reason I could tell at first that she was a woman because she was so effectively a man is the way her trousers fit her. That was like, wait a minute.
Playing a male role.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, that I think really says something for your presence and your talent as a performer when you can transcend a gender role.
Yes.
Like that.
We know she's quite an accomplished actress.
She is a Pittsburgh treasure.
Yes, she is. So the show itself was different. All the characters played their roles as though they were caricatures of people. They were just so fawning and pandering, and their facial expressions were totally over the top. And they wore this kind of bizarre makeup. Each of them had, like, some would have wacky eyebrows or crazy things done to their eyes to make them appear more cartoonish.
We don't know what that's like at all when we, with what we do for our own vanity, do we? Nobody's plucking eyebrows or putting on mascara here, right? Okay. No, but this all right, was, I clocked you there, Lonnie.
No, this was extreme. This okay. was to make oh, them I know. I look so human. It wasn't, believe me, it wasn't to make them look attractive in any way.
Okay. Like, okay, cartoons, like caricatures, like you said.
Yeah. And even their facial expressions were very cartoonish. There was nothing, these are not performances that you would call like natural performances. You know how we praise people for their authenticity. It wasn't like that, and it wasn't meant to be like that.
Right.
And it was very loud. The play was loud, and there were a lot of actors on that little stage, and sometimes it felt a little bit like they needed a little more room, you know, to do what they were doing. It was
maybe outdoors, by the sounds of it.
Well, it's a small stage, and there were times that the whole cast was on the stage doing very active things. And
so you could afford to sit way back for this one, man.
Yeah, you could. Okay. You could. Because the volume was maintained pretty much all the way through.
Oh, very good. Okay. Very good orators is what we can...
Yeah. And I don't think this show would be for everybody. The script itself, this old script, I guess it's a treasure because it's been around so long. But it seemed to have some flaws in it.
Well, maybe it didn't hold up as well as back in the day.
The themes were held up. But I will say that the characters were all very, the actors were very engaged and put a lot of energy and heart into their roles. You could see them sweating. I mean, they're really working hard up there.
Well, yeah, when you're exaggerating and emoting to that level,
that's exactly what it was. It just a lot of exaggeration, a lot of over the top, a lot of cartoonishness.
Mm-hmm. And we can see this through the 18th of August. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Over at by Throughline Theater Company, over at the Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater downtown.
Right.
Very good. Inspect it, if you dare.
Yeah, if you dare.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.